Every year we have a few kids. I can assure you that when I was a teenager, I was not sitting in keynotes all morning. And I have such respect for some of the teenagers who are here, some of these young tzaddikim behind me, and the Deutsch kids who were here before, the Edelstein kids, and Steiners, and Borgens, so many others as well, Teichmans. Really means so much to your parents, to your community, to the decision to be here. The next kina we're doing, we're going to skip the next kina Yurches, and we'll go to kina Yutes. We mentioned before, I believe it's kina Zayin and kina Ches. Echa atzta b'pecha. How could you do such a thing? Because the nachta, adet hu hashamayim, I will go to shamayim to challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mentioned that's not the normal way of a Jew to respond. The normal way, perhaps, of a Jew to respond is kina yutes. L'cha Hashem hatzdaka ba'osas shehiflesa me'az v'yadata. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are just. You are right. You are righteous. V'lanu boshes hapanim b'vchina asher nitzrafnu v'yosanu ti'avnu. And we are shamefaced. Lona boshes upon him. We are shamefaced. L'cha Hashem atzdaka, lona boshes upon him. I want to just make one comment, and that is by the ordering of the kinos. Sometimes in the kinos, it goes through different experiences of grief. People are probably familiar with Elizabeth Kubler's book, among others as well. It's the Echa Atzda. Anger. And then at the end of Echa Atzda, there's acceptance. And then there's anger again. And then there is B'lecha Hashem Tzedaka. And I don't believe, and I have to be honest, I'm not sure who compiled the order of the kinos. Maybe somebody here knows. They can tell me afterwards if you've seen articles. But it's certainly not a mistake, the order of the kinos, in the sense that the nature of mourning itself, and loss itself, and life itself is so full of those processes, and so full of those ups and downs. I'm okay, fine, it's God's will. And 3 months later, a person is furious, and then they're okay, and then 7 years later, angry again about not having a parent. I don't mind telling a story my uncle told me many years ago. It's not really related to the kinos, but just to life itself. My uncle and my grandfather had a complicated relationship, as many children and parents had. And after my grandfather passed away some 30 years ago, 25, 30 years ago, as often is the case, it's hard to mourn on the spot. Just to flick a switch and to cry, and just to flick a switch. But he told me 5 years later, he was in Los Angeles, and he was at a red light, and all of a sudden a man crossed the street in front of him, and he looked like my grandfather, a short, European, bald man. So my uncle just broke down. So he was just sitting at a red light, he couldn't move, he was just crying, and all of a sudden, so that whole flood of emotions they couldn't feel 5 years before came to the fore then. Baruch Hashem, I personally never been in Avel before. But you know what it's like to go through just life's vicissitudes and victories, loss, anger, acceptance, denial even. So much of the kinos sort of brings us through that process, brings us through those sort of the waves almost of a mourner. That's where we truly feel. That's where we truly feel a sense of mourning. And we experience it the way that a mourner often experiences those very same feelings of mourning. So kina yutes.